eight malchus. So therefore, Tony Nami Rashi Safegis. That's why the Rashi says the case is she does get malchus. But it could be there's taka no chiddush in a Rashi. The Rashi is only telling me a regular case where an ish is in a zero. If she drinks wine, she'll get malchus. But it could be that when a husband is made for the neder, it could be he's oikarit lamafreya. But so far we have no proof. Toshima, come and bring you another proof. Come in here. It says, Alocha isha shenodra benozir. An isha made a neder to become a nezira. Venitmas. And she became tome, she touched the mace. V'yacha kach hefa lo bailo. And then afterwards, after she touched the mace, then the husband was made for that neder, the neziris. The husband heard about it and was made for it. It says, Alocha mevia chatesoif. V'yena mevia oilosoif. She only has to bring now the chatesoif, and not the oil asoif. A regular nazir or nazir that became tamei, the halacha is that when you become tor, and beyond tarosa, you have to bring two kabonis. She has to be three kabonis. But she has to bring two birds she has to bring. Two birds are, one bird is a chatesoif, and one bird is a oil asoif. Those are the two birds that a regular nazir that was tamei has to bring. Here it says she, since her husband was mefer, her nazirus, so she doesn't have to bring an oil asoif. But a chatis soif she does have to bring. That's the loch. A chatis soif she still has to bring. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me, if you would think that Baal Megiz Gayiz, that when a husband hears about his wife's Nadorim, and he's made for them, says he doesn't want them, he only chops them off from now onwards, but up until today, it was called the Nether was really here. If so, she was really a Nazir up until now, and she was really Tomei. So if so, she was a real nazira that was Tameya. So Tasi Nami Erla Saif, she should have to bring the regular two birds that a regular nazir that's Tamei has to bring. Because at the time when she was Tamei, we still consider her that she was a nazir at that time. The husband only chops it off from now on. But a week ago when she was a nazira, she became Tamei, so she should have to bring an Erla Saif also. So why does it say here she doesn't have to bring an Erla Saif? So therefore it can't be Megas Gaius. So Gemara asks, V'yelamai, what do you want to tell me? How would it work out good? That maker akar. You want to tell me it's considered when the husband hears about his wife's nether, that she became a nazira, and he's made for it, that he takes it off, maker akar, uproots it from the beginning, as if she was never a nazira. If so, chatesoif nami loitese. Then the question is, why does she have to bring one bird even? Why does she have to bring the chatesoif? The bird for chates, she wasn't a nazira. If when the husband is made for it now, he uproots it from the beginning as if she was never a nazira, so this lady was never a nazira. So if she touched the mace, she didn't do anything wrong. She's not called a nazira tameya. So why should she even have to bring a chatesoif? So you can't bring any proof from this halacha. So the question is, so far there shouldn't be any right off from this bright, from this Mishnah then. You can't learn, the Mishnah is shredding out how you learn. It can't be Megas Gayiz. And it can't be make a rocker. So the Moran says, no, I'll tell you. Hochi Nami. The current question is that Chatesoif Nami Lo Taisi. The Torah is Hochi Nami. It's taka true. That what? No. Really, this Mishnah goes, we hold make a rocker. When the husband is made for the neder, he takes off the neder mikara. For Hamani Reb Lezer Akapahi. That this Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Akapahi that we had a few times already. The Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Elezer HaKaper, Rabbi Omer. Ma Tam Eloim, what does the Pasuk say in the Midbar? May Ashechoto al HaNefesh, that a Nazir is called a Chayt, it's called he's doing something wrong, a Nazir. V'chi B'yeze Nefesh Chota Zeh, what did this Nefesh, what did this person that became a Nazir do wrong? Where was his Chet? Ela only, Mipnei Shetzir Atzma Min Hayayin. Because he gave himself tsar, gave himself pain from not drinking wine. Nikra chayta. Therefore, the Torah calls him ksas chayta. He's called ksas chayta because you're giving yourself pain, and you're not supposed to give yourself pain. Even though here to become a nazir, I think Tosafot says other places, the pasuk calls you a kaddish year. So if in his nazir, true, you're doing a little bit of a chet that you're giving yourself pain and can't drink wine for the next 30 days, but here it's kedai to do it. Because the gain that you have out of it, the kaddish that you become, it's worth it over the tsar, the pain you're giving yourself at the time being. But I call upon him, for this pain you're giving yourself, you are called a chayta. And this the Gemara says, It was sold as a kal v'chomer when you makabel upon yourself to be betainis, to fast the whole day, that for sure is considered a ksas chayta. Here that this nazir only holds himself back from not being able to drink wine. Nikra chayta, the person is called a ksas chayta. He's giving himself pain. Is hametzai ratzma mikol davar. The person's makabel tainis, to fast, that he can't eat anything that day. So for sure is putting himself into pain. Halachas kama v'kama. That ksas chayta it is called. But again, by tainus also, certain times it's kedai, it's a good thing to be betainus. What you gain out of being betainus is more than this ksas chet you're doing of some putting yourself into pain. Brakopon will become a gablez akap holds that the maestro and nozir is considered, he put himself into pain. So therefore, the svar is that we have before, that even if you want to say the husband now is oiker, uproots the neder mikara, as if she was never considered not zero, so therefore a chatis oila soif is good what she doesn't have to bring. Because lamaisi she was never in a zero. But a chatis soif that she still has to bring. Because lamaisi she caused herself some pain. She accepted upon herself the pain of not drinking wine. And that pain she gave herself. So for that pain, it's a svara why she has to bring the carbon chatis. So that's why even though make a rocker, the husband uproots the nether all the way mikara, still we consider the chi of chatis is still here. I'm afraid that the Torah always speaks out that a chatis soyed comes even on a suffix. You don't have to have a for sure a vadai chiv. Even if it's only a suffix, if you have the chiv to bring it or not, there's a gzeras akosta that a chatis soyed, not a chatis behema, but a chatis soyed, a bird chatis that you have to bring, could even be brought on a suffix. So since you could even be brought on a suffix, it's enough story here also to say that since this Lisha, she was makabel upon herself to give herself some pain not to drink wine, even though it comes out that she was never really in a zero, but I call upon him, it's excess svar to say she should still have to bring the korban chatis. Since the chatis comes on a suffix, and there is a little reason here why she should bring the chatis, therefore the chatis say she has to bring. Even though we consider as if she was never really in a zero, still we say that she has to bring the chatasayf. Hagar, from this Moshe thing, this Gemara, Moshe has a tshuva taka, the person let her go on a diet. He asked the Mishalak, let her go on a diet. So Pipashtus, the answer should be, it's also to go on a diet. Unless you go for health reasons. They go just to look nice, that this Gemara is called a chayta. To mitzai ratzma, a person goes on a diet, and the chatsar godom is there. Mom, is the guy's dying away to have the piece of cake, then he's giving himself tremendous tsar not to have the piece of cake. So the question is, what's your reason why you're doing it? See, if you're doing it for health reasons, doctor says you're not healthy, shematim es nafsha sheichem, okay? That would be a heta. But some people are not that bad this time, they want to look nicer, this and this. So then you have to know, then you have to have a heta to go on a diet. But as though it's called ksas chaita, you be mitzai ratzma, you give yourself pain. Toshma, come in here. The tanya belong like this. The tanya behedji, we learn clearly. It says clearly here, ha'isha shenodra benazir. Anisha was makabel to become a nazira. V'shama chaverta, and a friend heard her, v'yomra v'ani. And the second one said, v'ani, I also want to be like you. I also want to be in a zero. Obo baila shal rishayna. And now the husband from the first wife came, v'heifalo. And when he heard about his wife's neder, he was mefred and said, nothing doing, I don't want you to be in a zero. So it says clearly here that he muteris, his wife, the first lady, she's muter, her nezirus goes off, but v'chaverta rasura. But the chaverta, a friend, still remains asa. So what do we see from here clearly? Shemamina baal megas gayas. From here we see clearly that all the husband does is just chops it off from now onwards. Because over here, the second lady still remains in the zero. Why? Because she said vani. So even though later on the first husband took off the first one's nazira, if we would consider like he took it off meikara, as if the first one was never in nazira, so the second one shouldn't be in nazira either. Because she said vani, she wants to be like the first one. So if the first one was never considered to be in nazira, the second one shouldn't be either. But since it says clearly that the second one remains to be in nazira, it's a proof to say when the husband takes off the first his wife's, the first one's nazira, he only chops it off from now onwards. But up until now was considered, even the first one was the nazira. She was a nazira. So therefore it's good, the second one has to remain to be a nazira. Because the second one said, vani, I also want to be like you. And at the time when she first one said to be a nazira, she really was a nazira. It's only the husband only chops it off mikam labor from now onwards. Because if the svar would be that the husband could chop it off, could take it off from the beginning, as if it was never there, then when the second one said vani, it's saying nothing. You're saying me, I'm going to be nothing either. So since it says clearly here that the second one remains to be in the zero, so we see clearly here the lacher is megiz gais. And this it says by the Shimon says no, that im omru lo hareini k'maisecha. Let's say the second one spoke out clearly, didn't just say avani, but she said clearly hareini k'maisecha, I want to be like you, then shtei mutaris. Then both of them become mutar. And if Shimon's svar is, he could also be baal megiz gais. The first husband only chops it off from now onwards. Rav Shimon says, when the second lady said, Vani k'maisecha, I want to be like you, she meant to like say a Tanayan condition, I want to be like you, that whatever you're going to be, that's the way I want to be also. Now she meant to speak out that if Tzadik, your husband, is going to chop off the Naziris later, that you're not going to have to end off to be a Naziris, she's like making a condition now, I don't want to be a Nazir in the first place. That's Rav Shimon Svara. Hareini k'maisecha, she's making a t'nai now, that I only want to be like you if you're going to have to continue and finish off your Naziris. But if something's going to come up that your Naziris will go off, even though first go off later, Baal Megas Gaius, Rav Shimon holds a Svara, that the second lady only meant to make a t'nai, that I'm only going to do it if you have to continue. But if for some reason you're going to be able to stop, I also want to be able to stop. How could the second one stop? There's nobody to be matter to be made for her Naziris. The pshat is the t'nai that she didn't want it to be chal in the first place. That the second one is making the t'nai, I only want my Naziris to be here if you're going to have to finish off your whole Naziris. But at any time you're going to be able to stop, then I don't want to be a Naziris at all. So really, Tosi asked the question as much as Stephen the Gemara's. That the case before the Churu Yopashid, we have told Baal Maker Rokar. That's the reason why she still had to bring a chate soif and not an eila soif. Because in the Mishnah before was a kasha. If you hold that Baal is megas gaias, that a husband only chops it off from now onwards, so then when the lady was Temeya, she was a real Nazira that was Temeya. Why doesn't she have to bring even an eila soif? So that Mishnah was a proof to say the husband is Ikarit from the beginning. And now the Gemara brings another price that says just the opposite. So the Torah says, you think Gemara doesn't do that? The Gemara doesn't go to be pushed one way first, and then right away the other way. But the Tosafot want to say, Nechnami, that's a machlokes tanoim, that this Mishnah goes according to Rav Elazar HaKapper. According to Rav Elazar HaKapper, that says a svar why you have to bring a chata soif, you can learn there it's maker ochre. And this Mishnah over here is not like Rav Elazar HaKapper, they go according to the Rabbanin. So according to Rabbanin, and Nechnami could be megas gais. However, the Rosh says that the pshat should be is like this, that really the Gemara is coming out now, that's the way we hold, a Baal is only Megas Gaius. When a Baal is made for his wife's Nadorin, he only has the right to chop it off from now onwards. But before what she was up until now, we consider as if the Neder or the Naziris was a good Naziris. So if that's the way we hold Lalocha, then what's the Pshat in the Mishnah before? So what does it say before if your wife was a Nazira and she became Tumeya? Later, when the husband is made for her, she doesn't have to bring an Eila Saif. Why not? Why shouldn't she have to bring the Eila Saif? If you tell me now the husband only chops it off from now onwards, so up until now she was a regular Nazira, and since she was Tommy at the time, she should have to bring a carbon Eila Saif. Saka the Mishnah says you don't have to. So the Rosh says, the Fiyamis it could be, we also hold the Svarah, that you only have to bring these Kabonis if you remain, that you're going to have to finish off all your Dina Naziris. But if in between the Baal will be Megas Gaius, chop it off, that you don't have to continue your Naziris, that's the svara. She doesn't have to bring her Karbonis either. She would not have to bring the Eila Saif either. That's how really the Mishnah before could even go. The way we hold Lalocha, her husband chops it off from now onwards, but since he chopped it off now, that she does not have to continue and finish off her Naziris, that's the svara, that's the Eila Saif she doesn't have to bring. For the Chate Saif, she does have to bring. But for the Eila Saif, that he has a Pasik, to Hevi V'Hizr, that for this she don't have to bring. Right, nothing more stuff like this.